my soul. Let's not fall into the darkness again. I can keep on going, rolling with the special ride. Sometimes I wonder, my heart surrenders. Feels like I'm lost in this universe. The words of nature make me so tender. Starlight shine like gold.
Hello, everyone. This is Carrie L., and this is Carrie L.'s Heartlink Show. And I am the host, and I am so excited today because we have a very special guest, Sherry Edwards, and she is the founder and innovator of Human Bioacoustics, and we'll go to her in a moment. But for now, I want you to just allow the sacred love to flow through you right now. And breathe in and relax. And good things are coming your way today. And we'll start with the blessing of the day, which is the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. Ah, wonderful. Well, I'm excited because we are on the cutting edge. This is a vital global communications with BBS Radio. And this is a talk radio, so we will be taking phone calls at the bottom of the hour. And we have our expert here today, and I'm going to be giving you the phone numbers now so that you can call in. And Seth, I'm just alerting you now so that if you accept calls at the bottom of the hour, that's great. And the phone number for the U.S. is toll-free, and it's 877-876-5227. And for Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And then international is 530-876-3222. And we will be taking the calls at the bottom of the hour. Also, go to my website, heartlinkinstitute.com, and read about what I do. I'm a transpersonal counselor and hypnotherapist, and I've been working with raising consciousness now for over 25 years. So I'm excited about the guest that we have here today because she's going to be talking about a very special method called human bioacoustics. And we need that on the planet. I don't know if you all saw the movie Sicko by Michael Moore, but I think everyone should see that. So that they can look at what the state of their healthcare system is in this country. And other countries, I'm not speaking for them, I'm only speaking for the U.S. And but we do have, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have these incredible state-of-the-art technologies that are coming our way. And Sherry is very special because she is the, the pioneer in this whole area. She is a Sherry Edwards scientist, innovator, and teacher. And we'll be discussing human bioacoustics. And she has won awards, and maybe there's something she can share about that. But she is definitely a pioneer in the emerging field of bioacoustics, vocal profiling. And I'm going to let her take over so she can now describe what that is, Sherry. What is that?
Well, hi, Carrie.
Thanks for having me on the show. I love the beginning meditation. Calmed me right down. I was excited about being on here because of all the new things that we're doing. And human bioacoustics is just a general field. Human, us Homo sapiens walking around, and bioacoustics, life sounds. We can go an esoteric way, and we can go a scientific way. The esoteric way is that each of us has a signature sound, a sound that we were born with, and that everything that happens to us adds and subtracts to that signature sound. It's who we are. It's the frequencies people recognize us by, whether they like to touch us or they're repelled by our energy and who we are. I often say to people in the audiences where we do conferences, anyone that doesn't have an energy body, please leave. And they look at me like I'm nuts, because without their energy body, they couldn't leave anyway. And that energy body is your signature sound that is manifested from your brain through your neural networks. And that's what people feel about you. It's called a spirit. And it has a frequency that we can relate to in terms of music, in terms of the brain function, in terms of who we are, what we are emotionally. You actually have a signature octave. A signature sound is one sound, or the average of all of that. And a signature octave is a whole range of information by taking a vocal sample and looking at it. And we can do your signature sound by your birthday. We can do your signature sound by me singing it. There are a lot of good people out there that can hear your sound and sing it. We can know your signature sound by your favorite color. Or we can get very scientific, and we call that genre of our work sonistry. Just as there's a chemical cascades that happen in your body, there's frequency or sound cascades that happen in your body. And if we have one or two clues as to what to look for, we can see the rest of it, because there's a whole mathematical matrix that we look at. We had a little boy in the last couple of days, 8 years old, named Garrett, autistic, doesn't look at you, doesn't talk much. And we were able to look at some of the enzymes and genes that his vaccination caused. And it was smallpox. A smallpox vaccination just turned this wonderful little kid into an autistic boy. And he wouldn't look at you. And the first sound we played, and we have this equipment and computers and all that, and it looks all scientific, but people can do it from inside anyway. But, you know, we have to have that scientific side to make believers out of people. So the first sound I gave him, he looked up at me, and he looked directly into my eyes, and there was communication, like, I'm aware here. I can see something. And we'd had him recite his ABCs. So even without sound, he was like, you know, you really couldn't understand him. But with the sound, he was A, B, C, D, E. And it was awesome, and it gives me chills talking about it.
Wonderful. So am I correct in assuming that, okay, we all, if I understood you correctly, even though my daughter sounds just like me when she talks, you know, we have so many the same nuances, but we are different because we have our organs resonate at different frequencies and so forth.
Absolutely.
And so there, everyone has, no matter whether they sound alike or not, we're going to be different.
Well, I can't prove it, but I think if we took a clone of you and had it experience different things, then its signature sound would begin to sound differently from you. And maybe your words sound the same. And people can lie with their words, but they can't lie with the phonemes or sound bites in their voice. So we would be able to tell your daughter's files from your files if we knew about you, if we knew that you had one thing and she had the other.
Uh-huh.
We'd be able to differentiate that, absolutely, just by looking at through all these computer programs that can identify all these templates that we do, like thyroid, and we're working on one right now with weight management. I love that one.
And oh, I want that one.
It shows in your chart why... I didn't know you had a weight issue, but that shows in your chart.
I didn't mention that to you.
It shows in your chart your thyroid stress and your ability to use minerals are stressed. So you've got some insulin things going on.
Wow. Well, thank you. That just confirms what I already know.
Well, your mineral stuff is genetic. You have this official name, methionine and the protein to go with it, and it's genetic. It's the genome in your family that's not allowing you to use minerals. So we can kick that in.
I'm going to blame my family.
We can kick in or take away. Oh, like Down syndrome, we've been able to reverse even the facial features of Down syndrome. But it's not a one-time deal. You know, it's a long-term commitment of even several months. Like we had Dr. Russ Rudy, who's he has a video on our website. And we took him from having MS, well, the diagnosis was MS. He really didn't have MS. And you could tell by his print, he had a trauma to his spine. And it took us from November to 1 year to, I think, March or April of the next year to regrow the nerves from his waist down. Totally impossible. We did it.
Wonderful. Wow, you are a miracle maker. You're going to have to explain that a little bit further. I mean, this person really had this, you're saying.
Absolutely, medically diagnosed. It's like nutrients. If you give your body the nutrients it needs, it will repair itself. And we are giving the body frequencies that it needs, and it repairs itself.
And how do you give that to the person? Now, yeah, describe what it is that you can offer people. What are your services?
Well, we are particular and very specific in what we're working on. So right now we're working on anything dealing with nerves and aging, Alzheimer's, and weight management. Those are the ones we're working on now. So you have to have an application to see us. But we have many wonderful practitioners and clinics throughout the U.S., well, really throughout the world, that see anybody that wants to make an appointment with them. So in our case, they have to make an application. In other places, they don't. They just make an appointment. But we bring somebody into our clinic, and we ask them questions like, what do you want us to work on? And then we take 2 30-second samples of their voice, and we pass that over to the computer. It crunches and munches the numbers, takes the frequencies of the voice, and turns them into what we call a mathematical matrix, and then it picks out the numbers that are out of coherence, like a sour note in a song. There's sour notes in your voice. Mm. So those sour notes tell us what the problem is, and then we run you through a template program. We see what's going on. In your case, they asked me, can I talk about what they asked me to do for you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You had registered the complaint of restless legs.
Mm.
So we have a template for restless legs, and we put you through it, and we found out yours is because you're not utilizing minerals because you have, well, one, your pH is off, and you can change your diet for pH, or you can take some apple cider vinegar tablets or something to change the pH. Because when the pH is bad, then calcium and sodium and potassium and all that kind of fight over what kind of duties they're going to do in the body.
You're saying apple cider vinegar?
Yes, will help you balance your pH.
Oh, interesting. Well, how much of that? I guess I'm going to start that today.
Well, I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to guess. Maybe around a teaspoon, maybe.
We could talk privately.
Okay.
But you can get tablets of apple cider vinegar, you know, pressed tablets.
Oh, okay.
And that's very helpful. Mm-hmm. So we looked at your nutrition and saw that your minerals were stressed. We looked at your genes and saw that you had a genetic indicator that said you're not using minerals correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find my notes here because I wrote it all down. There's some
and
problems.
This is all from just speaking. Now, I was speaking on my ailment, which I thought was very interesting just from a psychological vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
When I spoke about it, I'm thinking, wow, this could be emotional, actually. But I come from the emotional level with people, obviously, as a therapist. And that's all it took for you to actually, what happens when you take that what do you do with that? How do you...
Okay, we took the print, mm-hmm. we run it through the numbers, and then we give you back those frequencies, and it entrains your brain. We do not use digital. We don't use CDs at all. It works somewhat, but not as well as we want it to. And it's just like music. It's a really low frequency, like kind of in the background. You don't even notice.
I would listen to that then, and you're saying you don't give a CD, you have to do it. How do you do it?
We have a little tone box, and we have a big lab model.
Oh, I like that.
And that gives you analog sound, because we found that restores the body much quicker than a digital sound. But in your case, you had some poor digestion of protein.
Okay.
You had slow burn of fats in the cell. I'm going to run that down a little
more. I hope you give me a write-out of all this. Cause,
absolutely.
All right,
you will.
This is, so I will be getting from you some kind of a actual profile written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about a page long.
I looked at my email, so it didn't come through, just so you know.
Well, I'll read you some of what we did about your emotions.
Okay.
With this, but we only used one of your files because your cute little puppy was barking on the other.
I thought about that. I said, well, I probably should have just put her outside and pretended to speak to her, you know what I'm saying? Because she had her toy, and that was making noise as well, and I'm thinking, well, this is not going to be good for the profile, but I sent it anyway. And the reason I sent that, I'm kind of going off on another track, I just want to get an answer to this. Does my speaking to her, which is at a very high frequency level, I totally change personality. I become a child is what it is, and I love speaking to her from this very childlike place, and we have fun. I mean, I'm just laughing, and she's, you know, loving me, and I'm just having a great time. Is that, well, okay, now, if you took that sample and there were no other problems or just, you know, distracting sounds, would that tell you something, and what would that tell you?
It would tell us about your feelings for Ginger, and or any a human even. It would tell you where your issues are with the person, how you feel about them.
That's what I thought. Now,
mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. So we could learn a lot about really our true feelings about our relationships.
Absolutely. Or you want this job or that job. Which one fulfills you more based on what you want out of that job?
Mm-hmm.
Or you've got a stumbling block. I don't know why my apartment won't sell and blah, blah, blah. And what came up with the lady with that one is everything about her daughter's frequency came up really high. So she was having this issue with her daughter being off to college and her selling her condominium. She didn't want to sell it. She wanted her daughter to have a place to come back to. So that was her stumbling block.
Well, okay. Again, I'm wondering about the high versus the low level in your voice.
Well, it's coherence, and the octaves certainly make a difference. So young children speak in a higher octave.
Like I say, I become a child.
Mm-hmm. And so that tells us where you are, where your hormones are. You can tell a child's voice from a female voice or a male voice, and you can tell whether they're speaking emotionally or intellectually, or whether they're talking about getting something done, or they want to be very physical about something.
Mm-hmm.
We have a computer program. It's called N, not I-N, but just the letter N, voice, and it takes six clicks, and you have a report. That's what we sent you.
Uh-huh.
And there's some things in your report I need to ask you about.
Sure.
One of them says you have a hint of ADD because you just multitask all over the place.
Oh, I do, yes. I am going, I mean, seriously, I feel like, you just turn me on in the morning and I am nonstop all day.
Says you have the power and ability to get things done. You sometimes take on more than you have to do in the time allotted. You have pride and patience to see the best job done. You're willing to take the lead when things get done. You dislike being accused of things you did not do because it hurts your spirit, not necessarily your emotions, but your spirit.
Mm.
When you're satisfied with a decision, you no longer need to talk about it. Your sense of self-power is combined with a strong sense of justice. Planning and carrying through your plans is an important aspect of your personality. You have a tendency to think you ought to fight authority to prove personal points. Your stamina to get things done is absolutely admirable. There are indications that issues with cellular oxygen may need more monitoring. Identifying the foods that are most compatible is important. And I'm just jumping through here and finding sentences that jump out at me.
Mm-hmm.
You do for others before you do for yourself. It's a struggle sometimes to decide what you really think and what part belongs to someone else because you're so empathetic.
Yeah.
You don't always express your sense of confusion to the appropriate person when others attempt to deal with you inappropriately. So it's 4 or 5 pages
of that. How interesting. Very, right on. Good stuff. Wow.
But
I'm impressed.
Thank you. You cover 5 octaves. You would make a good mediator, a good translator, a good medium, because you're so empathetic about people. You read between the lines really well.
Mm.
Your best...
Can I stop you for just one
moment?
I worked in the court system in Baltimore as a mediator for like 6 years. So this is, and I'm not, I don't call myself a medium, but I certainly the work that I do requires that I'm very psychic and intuitive. So very interesting. Very. Go ahead.
Your best note is A. You have that one covered. It's the note of Capricorn. It means that you get things done, you see what needs to be done, and you have a sense of timing about all the things you do together. Let's see, your second one is G-sharp, so you're able to take people's physical ideas and get them into a spiritual place. And then you can follow through. You can actually take people to different dimensions. Wow. Okay, I'm just looking at your numbers. Numbers talk to me.
Mm.
Just kind of awesome.
I feel, and people have said I'm like a portal.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, because I teach, you know, I teach all subjects of metaphysics and the ascension process right now. So you are, this is right on. How interesting.
We want to do this for everyone. Because when you consider the movie The Secret, knowing what you want and go after it, people don't always know what they want.
Well, this is true. This is one of probably the biggest things. People don't know what questions to ask or what they want. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that when we go to shows and conferences, we say to people, we sometimes answer questions you didn't know to ask.
Exactly. That's so crucial, isn't it? So that... Yeah, if you're not asking the right questions, how are you going to get the right answer?
And well, you really know. You know deep inside, we just have begun not to trust what other people reflect us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so going into that core again gets you to that place. We had a lady call before the show, and she wanted to know how to protect herself psychically. And not only from psychic mental attacks, but I would think even from other people's thoughts. Because when you open yourself up, then you begin to receive that. And you have to be very open to receive it and very thick-skinned to be able to tolerate it. Because what if their thoughts of, boy, is she ugly?
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to know where they're coming from with that. So we can give you frequencies of white light. And we have another little box that we call the Overture box. That protects your DNA. And you can also use your own shade of A sharp or just a lot of sounds in A sharp. You can go to your local music library and look at A sharp. It's kind of a lavendery kind of purple.
Well, now that is my favorite color, actually. Does that make sense? I mean, could you tell what a person's favorite color is? Or what they resonate with?
Yes. Well, you tend to like combinations from what your chart says.
Oh, okay. I am eclectic, what can I say?
But you have a lot of, it's blue, so this is blue-violet. Blue-violet to lavender, that's where most of your frequency is.
Hmm.
So, but there's a lot of people that don't like the same frequency as they like color. And this is where a lot of people doing color therapy or just plain old frequency therapy really don't do the best job they could do, because your liking that color and it being your highest note tells me you're right-brained. But if somebody was left-brained and they had all those notes, I would have to go to the opposite of that and give them shades of gold.
Oh.
Opposites by light. So once you learn someone's brain dominance, you're going to get a lot better result. And that's why a lot of people who do color therapy don't get all of the results and the return customers, because they don't consider the brain dominance. Because some of it just doesn't work. But you can't give a left brain person a red sound and a red color. It cancels each other out.
Sound and color of the same would cancel each other out.
Only for a left-brained person.
Oh, I see.
And a right-brained person. Like, when's your birthday?
March, on the Pisces.
Okay.
March 6th.
So you're the note of B. And that's one of your high notes. That's a transition note from, well, it's circulation of the body, and your body is suffering a bit because you're externalizing the circulation between dimensions. You're externalizing it, so inside of you, you have a little bit of problem with circulation.
Well, that would make sense. I'm so multidimensional.
We did a study and found out that people who are extremely psychic and empathetic really use up their nutrients at a much higher rate. And their tolerance levels are very narrow. Like, normal tolerance levels for, say, glucose would be like 84 to maybe 120. But for somebody that's doing a lot of empathy work, a lot of mediumship, maybe their tolerance level is 90 to 102. It's the middle third. So you go to the doctor, and you know you have a thyroid issue, and they say, nah, you don't have anything. And you come here, and it shows up all over your chart, because conventional medicine isn't geared to look at very, very sensitive people.
So that's true.
They end up here.
That's why this is so cutting edge, Sherry. I am just so blown away by this whole thing. this is important information, and so you are doing some incredible work. You're training others, and you're getting it out there on a major scale. From what I understand, you were saying something like 3,000 practitioners are around the country. Or
yeah, world. But it's not enough.
Well, there you go. I mean,
well, think about 3,000 doctors in the whole United States. We are scrambling to train people just as fast as we can. And we have free demo classes so people can pre-screen and see what they want. But I talked to my staff and people before I went on the show, and I said, she reaches so many esoteric people from what I can see and what Heather is saying. Let's offer, like, a dollar-to-dollar match for her people, so that if they want to take class, it's going to be half price for them.
Oh, wonderful.
So they have to say, this is a Cario special.
All right.
And they'll give them half price on the class.
All right, and you know these archives just keep playing, so I'm hoping that you get a lot of responses.
I would love it.
That's a great offer.
Well, we think that this is because the health system isn't addressing what needs to be done. Like you were talking about sicko.
Yeah.
And we see ourselves as a complement to that, so people can nurture their own health and see what's going to happen before it ever occurs.
Well, and I heard a caller is on the line, so let's go to this caller and see what question they have to ask. Is that okay with you, Sherry?
That's fine.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, and your first name and where you're from.
My name is Valerie, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. Do you have a question for Sherry?
Yes. You know, many things going on right now. I've been
Well, first of all, Sherry, are you able to do you know, little short profiles real quickly?
Let me set it up.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that...
Okay.
You are going to be so lucky.
We're ready. So, Valerie, just talk to me and just keep talking. This is very topic-specific.
Okay.
So I need to know what you want to look at. So when I say go, you talk until I come back on the line because I stick you in a microphone, okay?
Okay, great.
Go.
Okay. Main topic is direction in life. I've been going through, I quit a very stressful job about 5 months ago and been staying home with my two children. And they just started public school and, you know, did a lot of work on myself, of course, with the ascension process that was going on and having very much more psychic dreams and some memory coming back from childhood and piecing all that together and doing a lot of healing. And I've been very eager to start my own practice to help other people with my abilities. I just haven't found the right balance yet between my children, who are going to be 5 and then 6 and starting public school, to starting a practice. Sorry.
Hang on, Raphael.
So I just am trying to find that balance, and actually I've been suffering from a little bit of a cold. I haven't been sick for a while, and just seeking out what would be the right direction for me right now. I'm just not sure, you know, whether to pursue the practice right now or just focus on taking care of them.
But I feel like
I'm not really in balance right now.
Okay, I'm coming back. Your chart is very physical. So I don't know if you're doing something physical at the moment or if there's stress.
Are you saying my chart's very physical?
Your chart shows to be very physical.
Okay.
And it shows to be incredible.
I did have like a very physical job, and then you know, I am a Capricorn. I do tend to work out every day just to get all the extra aggression out.
Well, there's a
you
lot.
You know, just that helps me have a release and have a balance right now. But you know, I've always been like, you know, I can do a lot of things quickly, you know, between cooking and cleaning or whatever. I move very quickly. I've always had that physical, you know, liked a lot of physical activity.
Are you calling me on a cell or portable phone?
It's a portable phone.
Yeah, I'm not getting a real good read on you. Everything is coming up very evenly spaced.
Really? Okay.
I really would like to see this from a landline, but I'll tell you what I know already. You have an incredibly strong sense of justice. You'll go out of your way to see that justice is done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me save this so I don't lose it while I'm reading it here. You also have an incredible amount of D-sharp, so you do for others very quickly, but you expect a return. You expect them to get up and do it on their own. There's a nice balance between self-approval and self-action.
Okay.
So anybody that you go to work for has to be somebody who's not going to be intimidated by your smarts and your ability to speak up and make things better.
Right, okay.
But what is suffering right now is your right brain feeding of yourself.
Okay.
The job that you end up picking out, D sharp and G... it has something to do with turquoise, but I don't know what it is at the moment.
Okay.
I
do work with the color blue a lot.
Okay.
I see, you know, like clairvoyantly blue sparks. And when I do angel work, it's always Archangel Michael that I see mainly in my dreams.
Yeah, it's turquoisey and turquoisey blue.
Okay.
You can be very stubborn, it says here. You have strong opinions about protecting others who don't have the ability to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You will come back again and again to a situation unless you can find answers. Boy, it sounds like you would be a great counselor, but about
yes.
something practical.
Okay.
Like matching them with a job or something that was a very practical thing for them to be dealing with, not necessarily spiritual. That's a part of it. But you really like to see physical results of what you do.
Okay.
strong sense of justice comes up really, really prominent. Your standards for emotional trust is very high. You understand intellectually that trust should be earned, but often give trust without reservation until you are hurt. You think about how your words will be received when you speak. You like to contemplate an issue before you speak up. Your self-approval is often improved by the appreciation of others.
Okay.
So you need a job that will allow you to be helping others do something physical that has a tangible result that will satisfy their spirit. Physical comes first, and then the other falls behind. You need someone who's not intimidated by you and who's willing to appreciate you.
Okay.
So no weak men. You can't be working for a weak person. They wouldn't be able to handle you.
Okay.
Because you're just out there and going, and you're just outstretching a lot of people as the time. The more you're with somebody, the more you outstretch them.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Well, thank you, caller. That's great. I think you got something out of that.
I'm so thankful. My children got a little rowdy once I was on the phone.
Well, they always do that, don't they? I mean, they know.
And that does sound right on. I appreciate it because I was considering, having like a coaching business of some sort. So the counseling makes sense. So hopefully I am on the right track. I just had a little hesitation with, constantly learning new things and doing all my own research like I had for a long time and not actually getting started yet. So,
well, the issue in a job in coaching with you is that you would have to step back and reach those people where they are.
Okay.
And not expect them to come where you are because you're far advanced in that area.
Okay. Okay.
But call us tomorrow or email us.
How do they get in touch with you? Give
phone number.
Okay.
740-698-9119. Or they can write to us at Heather. She takes care of all this kind of appointment stuff.
Okay.
Heather@vocalprofiling.com.
Okay.
And I'd like to do your voice again when you're on a landline and also to get an email address so we can send this to you.
Oh, great. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
People could also go to NutraSounds, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, SOUNDS.com. And there's a lot of videos there, free videos. There's a lot of vocal profiles of really famous people like Hillary Clinton, and is she really a good president?
Well, I was going to ask you that, quite mm-hmm. frankly. I saw that page, and I was really intrigued by that whole the profile. Why don't you just really quickly just give us a sense of whether Hillary would be a good president?
She's going to go with whoever pressures her the most.
Yeah. She's kind of the party line kind of person.
Ron Paul is outstretching everybody by far. The only one even close to him is Obama.
Yeah.
But Ron Paul, we did him in about 7 or 8 different areas, and he was consistent through every area. Down to earth, practical, trustworthy. I'm voting for him.
I mean, he just says it like it is and doesn't. He's not kowtowing to anyone. It's so refreshing.
That's why we, the people, have to elect him and not allow this other junk to get in the way.
Yeah, yeah. Any other profiles that you'd like to share with us? Because I think these are, people are wondering about certain personalities. Of course, Diane, the Princess Diana profile. Could you share a little bit about her?
Oh, boy. I don't remember her profile. I did know... We have it here. Let me look at it. I think she was talking about when a reporter asked her if she wanted to be a queen. And these are supposed to be in order, and I don't see Princess Diana in here. But she said she didn't think she could be queen because she didn't think the people would accept her. But I think she was one of the most accepted celebrities on the planet for her goodness, not just her status, but for her goodness.
Well, she was just representative of that time period of someone who wasn't tarnished by, you know, this whole, how should I say, above everybody else kind of thing.
Her whole vocal print felt like she was saying, I'm being used, but I'm trying to be a good person.
She really, you could tell, she was authentic in so many ways that, again, she wasn't tarnished by royalty is the bottom line.
I find what royalty did to her to be disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't have her print here, but it's on Nutrasounds.com, and it's also posted on BBS Radio under Vocal Impressions. It's on the front page, the second set down on the left, Vocal Impressions. I don't have the computer up to that right now.
And that's right on BBS Radio.
Yes, and they can read that. They can read whether Imus was lying. They can read whether Cheney's a liar, where Bush stands.
I think we know the answers to that.
Well, you can see it in black and white,
yeah,
right there, because you can lie with your words.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, you know, in all honesty, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But Cheney is not telling the truth in any fashion. He skips two octaves, which means he skips two pieces of his personality to go up in ego and lie.
How interesting.
And you can see it right on his print.
Wow. Wow. Now, as far as for people who have major problems like cancer they're dealing with, or what are some of the things that are going on? Well, there's just diabetes is like epidemic proportions and so forth. Is this method through sound, this the toning box that you have? What's it called again?
Just a tone box. We had a square one, now we have a square two.
Does that work for those kinds of clients? Or
absolutely.
Oh, wow.
The list is shorter of what we haven't done. But I'd like to talk about diabetes for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm finding that wheat and the fact that Monsanto, well, not allowed to say that, the fact that grains have been modified and they're taking thiamine out of the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're causing an epidemic of immune breakdown, and that's part of diabetes. But if people can go off grains for 2 or 3 days, and that's usually all it takes, then they'll start to feel better, their energy will come up. But we can look at insulin levels, we can look at diastase, we can look at where the diabetes is coming from. Is it the pancreas? Is it the kidney? Is it the liver? And we can turn it around.
Well, if just people knew what to eat and what to how to watch for what products they're, you know, taking, like just toothpaste, you know, things like deodorants and how the aluminum, what is it called, zirconium that's in those products,
mm-hmm,
is poisonous to us, you know, and these big companies aren't really caring a whole lot about that.
I don't think they are, because I think they're creating some of the diseases.
It's mind-boggling, you know. I mean, I just thank goodness for the internet and for the information that's there. Now we have to sift through it, but definitely educate yourselves. I'm talking to the audience now that you know, if you haven't been watching the ingredients that things are made of, then it's time to be paying attention. And you know, that aluminum thing, it just is mind-boggling to me. And of course, mercury, we've certainly have a lot of information about that. But aluminum creates, according to studies, Alzheimer's disease, which is,
mm-hmm,
that's a boy, right, you know.
By not allowing the body to detox, by allowing ammonia to fill up in the body, which disturbs the pH, and the ammonia burns the muscles, burns the nerve fibers, and so things begin to dissipate and are not replenished. and we found an absolute direct connection with ammonia and breast cancer.
How interesting.
The BRCA2 breast cancer gene is the same frequency as ammonia, and we've been able to back that up. We're looking at a weight management. We need volunteers, so if anybody wants to get in touch with us about being a volunteer for the weight management, we've done 3 studies so far, but we think we have it now. We've decoded the fat genes. We've decoded the genes that cause people to store food or to use brown fat instead of white fat. So we think we got it down now, and we're looking to get that in a program so that people can go to their computer and go blah, 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 and it'll spit them out something, a piece of information about why their weight may be too little or too much. But the first things we do is look, are they allergic to milk and milk protein? Are they allergic to wheat and grains? And those two alone can put the body back in enough order that the body can fight for itself. We look at the Krebs cycle and energy cycle of the body. We can look at any system. We can look at what pathogens you've been exposed to, what toxins, what genes are coming up, what muscles are weak or strong. There are people all over the world following us to see what we're doing and then going out to the world and making projects about it. We just got information back from the Army. They want us to do a project on all these soldiers coming back from Iraq with all this head injury because we have decoded the chemical that the brain creates to keep their brain in a fog while it heals. And so we can show them the frequencies. We're going to do a big project about it. There's other projects about back pain and others about what muscle is weak or strong and what will keep you off the your players off the bench by testing their muscles. We are a research institute, and this really is getting too big for us to handle. I love the research part, but I hate the marketing part. So if there's anybody out there that wants to help us with marketing or even wants to buy off some of these products or even buy off the marketing part of our company, we are very open to that because we want this to get to the public quickly, and we know that with our resources, we're too slow in doing it.
Well, we have been speaking with Sherry Edwards of Human Bioacoustics, and the name of your company, what is that called, Human Bioacoustics, or what's it called?
Well, we have a company called Sound Health, and we have a nonprofit institute called the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We have to have different names and different hats because we deal with a very esoteric audience that call me up and want me to do their sounds, you know, on the phone, and we can do that. Very esoteric but very limited. And then we have the scientific stuff that's going on with the National Institute of Health and Department of the Army. So we run that whole spectrum. So we have to have a little different hats and different names.
Well, and why don't you mention your websites then for each of those so people can go to those?
Okay, the research, I was going to forget that. The research website is the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, JBAB. It's like Justice Bad Apple Boy, and that's free. It's a about a 60-page journal. And then for people who want to be clients and look at all the videos and the profiles we've done or find a practitioner, and they are all over the continent, the world, it is Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, NutraSounds.com. And the free classes are listed there. We have free classes every week for people just to see if they really want to do this. We don't want anybody jumping in and being unsettled with what they've decided to do. We've been invited to do some classes in California and Texas and other places, and we want to do those. But mostly people come here, or all the classes are online, so they can sit right by their computer and be in class with us.
Wonderful. And so that's Nutrasound.com. And
it's
is
plural.
There a phone number you also want to give out?
740-698-9119. 19, and that's Nutrisounds. It's plural.
Oh, plural. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And there's videos on there. There's one called Good Vibrations, and it is only 3 minutes long, but it shows you the entire technique. And we have a new video out, just came out. I don't remember the name of it. Isn't that awful? I think it's Moving Medicine Forward, where we're talking about all the new things about how we can deal with string theory, and we can talk to your brain, and we can rebuild muscle and nerves, and how all of this came about. So they can find
that. Did this? I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, would you share about your background and how you got into this?
I have hearing that's different from normal humans in two aspects. I have a bone in my ear that's wound different, and so the harmonics of my voice are very different from normal humans. And how this originally happened, I hear sounds from people's ears called an otoacoustic emission. Everybody just thought I was nuts. But I began to duplicate those sounds, and people's headaches would go away, and they'd calm down, and it could stop blood. And so from that perspective, I knew that if this was going to die when I died. So we started putting it in a computer program so everybody can do it.
Wonderful. Wow. Your trauma is shaped differently?
It's the cochlea that's shaped differently. And there's also something called a sacculus that's been activated in my ear. And it's not activated in most humans. Mine, I think, came from a near-drowning experience when I was very small. But it's the same kind of sacculus that a dolphin has in their ear. But in humans, it's gone dormant.
I mean, that would have been a very interesting childhood to go through hearing people's ears, you were hearing?
I didn't know it was different from anybody else's.
I find that very fascinating.
But trees and flowers and even stones have sounds. Stones are just kind of slow. But the only thing I can't hear sounds from is plastic.
Mm-hmm. Synthetics. You can't.
Yeah. Well, I can hear it from clothes, I think, because people wear them. But, and there's some natural fibers there. But like a plastic dish, I can't hear anything from that. It may just be out of my range. But everybody has a frequency that comes out of your ear. It's called an otoacoustic emission. And everybody around you is hearing it. Privacy is an illusion. They're just too polite to confront you.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I guess we got to watch what we're hearing. That's funny. Well, thank you, Sherry. I want to, I think what you're doing is so profound, and I want to thank you for being on our show and helping to broadcast this on a global level. And like I said, this is, I think, what we do on our radio shows. And, oh, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. You have your own radio show. Why don't you tell us when that is?
Well, we actually have two radio shows on BBS, one on Sunday, and I think it's 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. And it's just called Sound Health Radio. And we interview people about, well, pH balance and things like that to help people with their health and make self decisions. And then on Monday we have something called Vocal Profiling Live, and that's at 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern. And we take call-ins and we do people's voice right on the air.
Oh, there you go. And in case the audience misses today, call-in, and they can call you on Monday.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's wonderful.
We're doing a series about weight management and image, and how people love or don't love you because of your body image.
Mm, wow.
So we pick a topic and we have people talk about it.
Well, I want to thank you, and I just wanted to I hope you can be on again, because I think this is phenomenal what you're doing. And I know there are different things that we didn't really discuss about muscles and so forth, but boy, we're going to have you on again.
Oh,
you're
fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
I know that also, I just want to mention to the audience that there is a group here in Southern California, too, that I have been introduced to through Sherry, and they are called Health Walk. And just want to plug them for a moment here. If people are living here in the Southern California area, they're located in Carlsbad. So there's actually resources on the West Coast as well. So
great people.
And let me give you a phone number. It's 760-929-1520.
They have invited us back to do a class there.
Oh, so see, now maybe we can schedule. Let me know when that's going to happen, and I will plug that for you.
That would be great.
Yeah, so that's, again, at 760-929-1520. Dr. Smith or
Marivelle.
Mark Hines is,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Marivelle is one of the practitioners there. I think she's the full-time one.
I mean, what a staff. I was so impressed. I'm just so lucky to live near them because I am going to be using them a lot.
Did you have your sounds done there?
I didn't. I did have my hematology done, my mm-hmm. vital hematology, which is the blood was done,
mm-hmm.
and I could actually see it on the computer monitor.
I have arthritis, and you can see it in my vocal print, and Dr. Hugh was able to see it in my blood. Awesome stuff.
I mean, I was blown away, and I'm blown away by what you do. I mean, it's just awesome what you're doing, and so let's just keep going and build more healthy people out there.
Everybody is going to pick up on this. The aware people are going to pick up and run with it.
Yeah, yeah. It's time. It really is. And that's our show.
That was quick.
Wasn't that quick? Well, thank you so much. And we will definitely keep in touch. And thank you, people. I will be broadcasting in 2 weeks again. Next time, I will have Alejandra. And she's wonderful, a wonderful healer. And Donna Sebo, one of my favorite radio hosts on BBS. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's been great just having this opportunity with my guest and, again, Sherry Edwards and Human Bioacoustics. So thank you.
Chris.
Bye-bye.